Welcome to Step Brother, a Steamy Academy romance web serial with over 1 million reads online. Step Brother is a forbidden enemies-to-lovers romance filled with sports, second chances, and a bad boy. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance. We hope you enjoy.
Step Brother, Bad Boys of Redwood Academy, Book 1. Written by Amelia Rose. Narrated by Stephanie Kay and Hector Carrillo. Chapter 1. Jace.
Oh, yes, baby,
Nicole said, leaning her head against one of the glossy red lockers in the Redwood Academy football team's locker room. Dressed in a cheerleader uniform that was a size too small for her, she thrust a hand into my teammate's thick blonde hair and tugged his face closer to her pussy.
Just like that.
I balled my hands into fists and wondered why the fuck I was watching my girlfriend cheat on me with the quarterback of the best high school football team in New England. She was supposed to be mine. I was the only guy who should have been pushing her up against the lockers like that. Anger, rage, hurt, betrayal. It all rushed through me. I wanted to kick his ass more than anything, but I was paralyzed to the damn spot, knowing that I couldn't touch him or else I'd be kicked off this damn team right before finishing the season. And I loved football more than I'd ever care for Nicole. Reacting like Dad had when Mom cheated on him would make me just like that fucking loser. So I took a couple deep breaths, promised that I'd get revenge on Carter in practice, and told myself that I should have known better than to date a cheerleader in this shitty town. Nicole curled her toes.
God, you're so much better at this than Jace.
Fuck holding back. I punched my fist right through the wall, feeling the blood already start to drip from my knuckles. What the fuck are you fucking doing? I said through clenched teeth. They both pulled away from each other, eyes wide in fear. Nicole pulled down her skirt and jumped up.
Jace,
she said, cheeks flushed. She fiddled with the ends of her sleeves.
It's not what it looks like, I promise.
I grabbed Carter by the throat and thrust him against the lockers, digging my fingers as deep as they would go. He might have been the quarterback, but he was weaker than me. I could have killed him with my bare hands, but I resisted, even as much as it hurt me.
Jay, stop!
Nicole screamed. Carter stared at me with that damn smirk on his face, knowing that he had the upper hand.
What are you gonna do to me, Harbor? The principal is riding your ass, looking for a reason to make Coach sit you for the rest of the season.
I growled and slammed him into the lockers, released my grip, and charged out of the locker room. Fuck him and fuck Nicole. Neither one of them was worth it. I should have never fucking dated a girl like her. Girls like her were trash. I stormed out of the building and toward my car, letting the crisp fall air hit me. Rain started to drizzle overhead. We were so close to finishing this season, and I wanted to end my high school football career on a high note to spite my father. We only had a couple more months for the season.
Jace, I didn't mean for it to happen,
Nicole said, hurrying after me in all that tight cheerleading uniform. I took longer strides toward my car to get the fuck out of here. If I didn't leave now, I was going to punch Carter in the throat and ruin all his chances at playing college football. I yanked open the door to my black Maserati, but Nicole stepped in front of me.
Please, Jace, it only happened a couple times. It didn't mean anything, I promise, baby. We were both drunk that first night, and you had to go pick up your stepsister. It just happened.
Just fucking happened? Things like that don't just happen. I balled my hands into fists, aching to hit something so fucking hard to displace all this betrayal. I should have never gotten into a relationship with a lying piece of shit. Everyone I opened up to broke my fucking heart. I was done with this shit.
Jace!
Get the fuck out of my face, Nicole, I growled. She crossed her arms over her chest, sneering at me with those ugly red lips, and acting like it was my fault she had slept with one of my teammates. Fuck her. I wasn't about to let some rich, bratty-ass cheerleader talk me down. Move, I said again.
Make me.
You're not fucking cute, I said, talking myself down from pulling her out of the way because she'd yak off to her daddy, who was a chief of police, and get me thrown in juvie again for not doing shit. Girls like her weren't worth throwing my dreams away. Not many were. I'm going to say it one more time, I said through clenched teeth, jaw twitching. Get out of my fucking way. The rain poured harder down around us, matting her hair and uniform to her petite body. All that makeup she wore started dripping down her face. It was almost laughable. She wouldn't last another minute out here, or she'd start melting like the wicked bitch she was. Nicole flared her nostrils at me, then stormed away.
Fuck you, Harbor.
Before she could get far, I stepped in front of her. You tell that fucking asshole that the next time I see him, he's going to be fucking sorry, I said through clenched teeth. I slid into my car before she could rant at me for what she had done. I had no sympathy for a liar, and definitely no sympathy for a damn cheater. She was just like Mom. After locking the car, I punched the steering wheel hard with my bloody fist. Fuck. I fucking hated this shit. I couldn't wait to get out of this town. Nicole sprinted through the rain to her car on the other side of the parking lot. I'd never wanted to be with that bitch anyway. Dad had forced me to, holding my mom's death and his money over my head, telling me that if I didn't get my head on straight and stop acting out, he'd take my future away. I shouldn't have believed him, but I had, because he had taken someone's future away before, and he'd do it again. Especially to his problematic, football-loving, business-hating son.
You've reached the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. To get up to 4 weeks additional uncensored content, subscribe to the podcast at reamstories.com/AmeliaRoseAudio. Due to content restrictions, explicit sex scenes will only be available through Ream. But if you'd like to continue listening to my free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.